Pope Francis always reminds us what we are doing should do with our hearts, not just doing something to show off. Pope Francis always reminds us we do good things, but not for the sake of being honored by other people. This is the spirit of the gospel. By the time of Jesus also, he criticized the scribes, the Pharisees. They called them hypocrites. Today the Pope said the same word, calling many of us Christians or Catholic being hypocrites. He said one strong word. He preferred you be a pagan but with good heart rather than a Catholic with a bad conscience. And this is what we have to do today. Renew ourselves on Ash Wednesday, beginning the period of Lent, to prepare the death and resurrection of the Lord. All this period is a period of conversion. And that's why on the first day of Jesus' preaching, he advised the people, come and follow me. Come and live the gospel. It's not easy. For me, it's a daily basis. I cannot tell myself already for years, I have been a good person, so I can rest. It won't happen. Because Jesus warns us also, don't worry too much things about tomorrow. Today, you have your own cross. So use our spirit, our strength, to lift up every day our little crosses. Offer to Jesus. And that's our mission. Otherwise, we miss the point. We are called to follow him. And Jesus, on his first day come to earth, he is always facing Calvary, the cross. His heart is always one to offer his whole life for humanity. So this is not the whole history of Israel people. It's a human history. So we thank the Lord that sent Jesus come on earth, stay with us. He offered his life so that we can have a better life, have a new life.
《創世記》的故事是說人類特別第一章人類和天主的破裂的關係是不服從而今天馬爾國福音提醒耶穌開始的時候提醒說你們要服從你要順從福音這麼多個世紀 天主的等待人類的慢慢的改變今時今日由耶穌到現在差不多也好像當日阿波羅和耶穌今天耶穌到我們的時代差不多的時代差不多的距離都有同一樣的要改變的地方當時的猶太人
雖然他們信主只不過多了禮儀少了心靈的改變今天都很同樣地很多人喜歡天主教的禮節不過如果我們沒有內心的改變禮節是不中用的禮節是代表你的心靈舉心向上所以守齋都不是大作用 如果你仍然都對某些人、某些事懷恨在心，所以真正的皈依是你表達了你願意服從天主，天主是愛，你一分一秒，啲咁多不在愛之中
你都同天主保持距离。人类离开地图不是天主惩罚，是人类的方向改变。开始的时候天主造人，每个心灵是举心向上，吃个禁果的意念呢，人向天主抗衡，已经是二路不归一路。天主知道人类的状况，所以他先至派的圣旨来我们中间，再提醒我们，你要记住，你要回头改过，顺从福音。希望今天我们领受这个圣灰的礼仪，是象征着我们愿意一切的一切，我们是不足的，让天主的工作能在我们身上完成。我们是一无所有，我们是灰土，尘归尘，土归土，不过我们仍然有天主的烙印，我们天主圣三的肖像，所以不要让我们这份内心的美受到身边的事物，使到我们降低我们这一份天主的恩宠。希望今晚我们领受圣灰礼仪，是代表着我们心灵愿意重新开始，举心向上，愿意顺从福音。